Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Today's the perfect day to do it. Today's the perfect day to light the fuse between Met fans and Yankee fans. Why? Because we're all happy. The Mets swept the Nationals despite the injury to Kodai Senga. Met fans are on top of the world. The Yankees, they find a way to win last night. Get outstanding pitching. They score a weird Pablo Reyes. I'm stopping. I'm going run on a Paul Goldschmidt line drive. And the Yankees sweep the Kansas City Royals. So with everybody happy and everybody in a good place, and both teams in first place in their respective divisions, today's the day where we just openly talk about it. Who's better? Who's the better team? And I think the way we should do this is, first of all, Teak, before you offer an opinion on such a controversial third rail of sports,
okay,
before you say which team you think is better,
yes,
do you have an opinion on the subject, like a strong, I think it's team A, I think it's team B?
Yes, I do, but I almost feel like I could be convinced otherwise.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because the way we're going to do this is, you know, we're stereotypical. I think the Mets are better than the Yankees. I really do. Sean, stereotypically, thinks the Yankees are better than the Mets. So I will state my case. Sean will state his case. Tiki, as the independent juror that he is,
IBO par excellence,
IBO squared, will determine who he agrees with, and we'll take your phone calls. We'll have a good, fun day. There will be no screaming. There will be no yelling. There will be no name-calling. It'll be a very respectful Yankees versus Mets discussion on this beautiful Friday the 13th in New York City. I do remind you, the toll-free number is 888-808-1019, and because I'm in a very respectful mood, a very happy mood, Sean Morash, I know you're very proud of your daughter. Today was moving up day. Congratulations to her.
Hey, shout out, Peyton. Got 2 more weeks of school.
Yeah, exactly. And another moving up Tuesday. We can't just group these things in, huh?
They really should. I mean, that's a different story. I give you the floor as the defending American League champions, as the former big brother of this town. Sean Morash, please explain to us, peon Met fans, why the New York Yankees are better than us.
Okay, well, you want to start with the most obvious reason first? We've already shown you we are. We played and won 2 out of 3. So that's just a really good start there, Evan. I mean, solid. We've gotten to see them head-to-head. Here's the other reason. I don't know about you guys, but when the Met fans boasted their chest out about the Yankees and how the Yankees can't be compared to the Mets this year, we heard a lot about playing the American League and how much dangerous the National League is. Well, again, like I pointed out, the Mets couldn't hang with the Yankees. They couldn't hang with the Red Sox. And then guess what else happened? I don't know about you guys. I've looked up the last 3 weeks as all the Met fans started flexing and flexing and flexing. 12 of their last 16 games have been against the Rockies, the White Sox, and the Nationals. The Rockies, the world's worst baseball team. You've played twice recently, the White Sox, and of course, the Nationals. And look, you did what you can only do. You could beat the teams in front of you. Also, both of us took a trip out to L.A. to play the defending world champion Dodgers, and guess what happened? We each lost two games out in L.A.
Oh, come on.
So, look, if you're going to call for splitting that, again, we can all play the games. We each lost two games out in L.A. So, look, the schedule talks, the schedule walks, and the reason the Mets have a slightly better record than the Yankees right now is because of the easiness of their schedule, and when we saw each other mano-a-mano, it was Yankees 2, Mets 1.
The Mets have also played two more games than the Yankees.
Absolutely.
Is that really your argument?
I have more, Evan, but I can't go 15 minutes of all of this. Let Why don't you just, go and I'll volley back?
I wasn't even going to waste my time with some of the stuff you said, but I want to counter it very easily. Against teams above 500, the Yankees are 20-17. The Mets are 23-15. So the Mets have
so
beaten
close.
Plenty. No, but
very close, and two more games, I might add.
Well hold on.
Hold on the schedule.
In fairness, Sean, I never interrupted you when you did your little diatribe.
Evan, this is where I admit something.
Yes.
You're right. I'm wrong. Mic's off. Do what you got to do.
Thank you. I mean, I don't need like, I didn't counter anything you said. I waited patiently. The Mets have proven they can beat good teams. You mentioned the L.A. Dodgers and conveniently say the Mets lost twice in L.A. They also beat them twice. You beat them once. The Mets also won a series against the Dodgers at Citi Field. So let me do some quick math. The Mets won 4 out of 7 against the L.A. Dodgers. But I wasn't going to even waste my time on head-to-head or who you beat because I think that kind of stuff is overrated. A lot of it is when you play a team. You know, it's when you play a team. It's the timing of when you play a team. And so, sure, the Yankees won the Subway Series, but I certainly wasn't sitting here pounding my chest that the Mets beat the Yankees 4 times last year. That didn't make the Mets better than the Yankees. I'll tell you really what makes, I think, the Mets better than the Yankees. The Yankees are scoring a ton of runs, and they deserve immense amount of credit for that. To me, the Yankee lineup, and I love Goldie, the only guy that scares me in the Yankee lineup is Aaron Judge, and he's the best. Like, Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, God bless him, they ain't Aaron Judge. No question about it. But I look at Cody Bellinger with a skeptical eye. I look at even my guy Paul Goldschmidt, who's older, with a skeptical eye. I look at the years you've gotten out of Trent Grisham and Ben Rice with a skeptical eye. The Met lineup, despite not having better numbers than the Yankees, I couldn't argue that, feature a lot of guys that should scare you. Pete Alonso should scare you. Juan Soto should scare you. Brandon Nimmo is a very capable major league ball player. Francisco Lindor should scare you. So I project further. I project into the second half of the season, and I have more confidence in the Met lineup than I do the Yankee lineup. The Yankees have relied on a few guys who, quite frankly, I don't think they're going to sustain their first half performances. I don't think Ben Rice is going to sustain. I don't think Trent Grisham's going to sustain. I don't feel that way about the Mets. I feel like there's a lot of guys who may be even better in the second half of years. But here's the real ultimate, my trump card over you. I like Luke Weaver. We all like Luke Weaver. He ain't walking through that door right now. He's on the IL. He hasn't spent more than just a few months as a closer. The New York Mets possess, argue with me if you try, the best and most reliable closer in this sport, and his name is Edwin Diaz. At the end of games, in a close game, I defy you to tell me you wouldn't trust Edwin Diaz over anybody else. And those small things, and I could go further, but I don't want to clog all the time, Teak. That's just a few of the reasons why the Yankees are a good team. In fact, some may say they're an adorable team. They ain't the Mets.
You pointing to Luke Weaver's injury is as sad as me just bringing up the losses out in L.A. and not the wins. You want to play the injury game, Evan? Giancarlo Stanton about to walk through that door.
And so do what?
And rake. Because all those lineup concerns you gave about the Yankees, they've done all that run scoring this year
without him.
Without him. And the Mets don't have that kind of bat walking through the door to help their lineup at any point. And what's also great about this Yankee lineup, and you could kind of pinpoint, I'm hearing a lot of it, I don't think. What do we know? We know Ben Rice has been this good. We know Trent Grisham up until recently has been this good. The Yankees did a bulk of this without Jazz Chisholm, who has just returned. The Yankee lineup is also not just home run or nothing, despite the fact that they're hitting a million bombs. They're manufacturing way more runs than they did a year ago when, pause me if you've heard this, they made the World Series, something the Mets failed to do. The Yankee lineup is dangerous. I'll give you, I have bullpen concerns. Outside of Edwin Diaz, I still have bullpen concerns about the Mets as well. And the grand old flag of hanging your hat on that pitching lab, of which it's been wonderful in Queens. We don't have to call ours a pitching lab. We just call it a rotation. And Ryan Yarbrough, more on him later, has been pretty damn good as a fine. Will Warren with a punt lineup last night just showed you that start before.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Forward Boston, that was not the rookie of the year candidate kind of start we've had. Carlos Rodon has been, I'm not going to say the word because you can't say it on the air, but the kids would say he slaps. And...
he slaps.
Max Fried is the best pitcher in New York, dude.
So I'll give you Max Fried. Like, Max Fried has a track record. Max Fried has a resume. And Max Fried has backed it up with a Cy Young caliber year this year. But I look at the rest of your rotation, and I trust my pitching lab over yours.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah.
I trust what Clay Holmes has done. I know that's a curse word to you because Clay wasn't the greatest Yankee
in all
time.
This is where, where I interrupt you, foolish man.
What?
You, 5 minutes ago, I don't know that Ben Rice is going to have that kind of second half year. I don't know what happened with Trinkers Goldschmidt. I know he's my guy, but he's old. And yet, you have the confidence that what we've seen in Clay Holmes the first half
Can
of the
I tell
year
you
is definitely going to stick.
Can I tell you what?
Solid point there, Charlie.
No, but let me counter that because for a year and a half, I've seen the Mets get the most out of pitchers that were left for nothing. We saw it last year from Sean Manaea, from Luis Severino. We saw it, and we're seeing it again. We're seeing it in the first half from Griffin Canning. We're seeing it from Clay Holmes. And what didn't happen last year was, well, the pixie dust rubbed off. Like, that never actually happened, unless you want to pick on Sean Manaea at the very end against the Dodgers, in which he was clearly out of gas. Like, this lab has shown you that they don't just fix guys temporarily. They turn guys around. And I think it would be a disservice to Clay Holmes to say that you wouldn't believe in him. This is his transition into the rotation and the first half of the year. What evidence has he given you that this is a fluke?
You know what's been really easy?
But because here's the evidence I have about Grisham and Ben Rice the last few weeks. Their numbers over the last three, four weeks has come crashing down to earth. That hasn't been the case yet with Clay Holmes.
Don't you think it's a little different?
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
Don't you think it's a little different with guys in a lineup running out there every day and going through the ebbs and flows of a baseball season and going through slumps like every hitter does?
Yeah,
it's a little different.
You have to give him that.
Well, no, I think the difference is there are a lot of differences between comparing a pitcher and a position player. But what I'm telling you is there are cracks in the armor on Trent Grisham becoming a full-fledged superstar.
Okay, you want to do cracks?
So far, there haven't been cracks with Clay Holmes. Like, it looks like this experiment really works. It looks like the Mets, to their credit, saw something in Clay Holmes that your franchise didn't see. And so I do believe him in the second half of the year.
All I've done in this argument so far is prop up the Yankees and not try to point to the Met cracks, because I was trying to be above that. But as long as you want to talk about cracks, well, let's start here with your big pitching lab. You brought up Luke Weaver earlier. Where's the Mets ERA leader for the next foreseeable future?
You're talking about Kodai Senga?
Yeah.
So because he got hurt.
Well, hold on. That's a crack.
You're talking about Giancarlo, in fairness.
No, but hold on.
That's a crack, is it not?
They're replacing him with the guy who was their ace last year.
Who fell apart in
the playoffs. He had one bad start. Well, it was the very, very end. That's kind of fall apart.
All right, let's bring up more cracks.
Well, hold on. I want to answer you.
Sure.
Instead of you just running me over.
Well, you're going to have to answer about 10 times, so keep going.
I got it. Let's go one by one. It sucks that they lost Kodai Senga. Is there any team in this sport more equipped to deal with an injury like that than the Mets? Who are oozing pitching depth, who have, you know, we can laugh at Frankie Montas. I still do. But if the Mets turn Griffin Canning into a really good pitcher, why wouldn't I believe they're going to turn Frankie Montas into a good pitcher?
Again.
Griffin Canning sucked last year. The fact that he has a sub-3 ERA should give you pause on the Mets being able to turn anybody around.
But that's where we wash it out. I'm willing to give you that, but then you got to give me Yarborough and Will Warren and understand
the Yankees are
replicating exactly what the Mets are doing.
No, they're not. You're comparing Ryan Yarborough and Will Warren's performances to Griffin Canning?
Yeah. I mean, again.
I don't think the numbers would back you up on that.
They're not starting 15 times versus the White Sox and Rockies, but I digress.
But he started against the Dodgers and shut them out. Right. That doesn't count.
Sure.
Did Griffin Canning throw 6 scoreless against the Dodgers?
He did. He had a great start.
I could be remembering wrong. Maybe it was 6 innings, 1 run, Teak.
Yeah.
You could look it up. But don't minimize a guy like Canning's performances against Chicago and Colorado and leave out what he did against L.A., who's got the best lineup in the world.
Now, what?
Are you going to counter that or just move on to your next thing?
I already won this, so I'm going to move on to the next thing.
You didn't win it. I'm telling you that you're wrong.
I'm dictating
Griffin
pace
Canning
here. Rick Carlisle. I'm dictating pace here. Evan, let's move on to the next thing.
You're a bully.
I am. You know what? I'm feeling very bully-esque.
Keep it moving. I like
I'm
that.
Keeping
I appreciate
it moving.
That.
Well, I'm Tyrese Halliburton. I'm going to keep the pace moving.
Yes.
All right. What did we come on Halloween at 2 o'clock Eastern after the Yankees elimination last week that you got a good chuckle at? What was our main concern about the New York Yankees and what did them in?
Halloween?
Evan, you got to play. I'm dictating the pace.
I'm
play
so
the game.
Confused by what you're saying.
That was the day after the Yankees got eliminated. What was our main topic?
The day after to the Dodgers?
Yes. What did the Yankees in? Go ahead. Answer the question.
They imploded. They choked.
Fundies.
Oh, fundamentals.
Fundamentals.
Yes.
Fundies. Big problem with the Yankees last year. You brought up Goldschmidt aging, all of the stuff he's done at first base. Your big bad first baseman you fell in love with can't complete a throw. Okay? Big issue.
Have you watched him play first base this year?
Yeah, and he can't complete throws.
Have you watched him in all aspects of playing first base?
I know. He can make a great stretch, nice pick.
Do you think he's
making throws is part of it. Don't give me the positive. It's a big negative right now.
No, but hold on. Have you seen him play first base this year?
Yes, Evan. I watched the Mets.
Do you think, if you had to be fair and rate his defense this season, would you say it's been B plus, B minus, D?
I'd give it a B because the throws have been that bad that is the difference between winning and losing some games.
He's got an aspect of his defense at first base right now that's a problem. And I think a lot of it is mental. And those are the throws specifically to the pitcher covering, but obviously even throws home. Sean, I love it. You got to let me finish. Unless you just want to keep going, and I'll wait.
I will
gladly wait. Just go ahead.
I was just trying to make, because I'm making a whole defensive point here.
And then I will respond.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's easier to do that.
Go ahead.
If we want to give Pete Alonso a round of applause because he could catch the ball at first base, bless his heart. He can't complete a throw right now. Mark Vientos, the rock star, who I understand is banged up, a complete butcher at third base. Juan Soto, right field, very choppy at times. I don't need to tell you. I don't know how the hell he qualified for a gold glove last year.
Because
he
did. Soto.
Because he's Juan Soto. The Mets defense right now is giving me major 2024 Yankee vibes, where that seems to be extremely cleaned up. Look at the plays the Yankees were turning last night defensively on the Yankee end. So while we talk about offense and we talk about pitching, one thing you can't compare, the Yankee defense is way better than the Met defense at very important positions.
So a couple of things. I think their defense in left field has been elite with Brandon Nimmo. I think their defense in center field when Tyrone Taylor is out there, and if you watch yesterday's game, you saw two examples of that. A great throw home, a great diving play. We saw that 2 days earlier. Tyrone Taylor plays very good defense in center. And sometimes when people talk, you could tell if they watch the team or not. Juan Soto's defense has been fine in right field.
Fine.
When you repeat it that he's a butcher or he's bad, it's evidence you don't watch him. Or you just follow the normal conversation. Same goes with Pete. Pete Alonso's had a gold glove caliber year defensively at first base. I stand by that. I do.
I don't know about that.
I stand by that.
A little high profile miscues with the arm there.
But you just nailed it. He's had a few high profile miscues, right. And I think unfortunately happens.
Glove is perception more than anything, really.
Unfortunately, no. But here's the problem with that. Because it's high profile, and because Kodai Senga got hurt because of a bad throw, mm-hmm. or because there was a bad throw in the Yankee game, or what happened? No, it was the Dodger game. I get them very confused. Which one
was he going home?
It was the Yankee game. It was the Yankee game, yes. Because Gary Cohn was so pissed off that ESPN didn't compare it to Duda.
Yes.
That almost ruins people's thoughts on the 98% of what else he has done at first base. I love Sal Licata. Some of the stuff he was saying earlier today on his show, it was blasphemy about Pete's defense. He wants to DH him?
No,
I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, you can't do that.
Like, criticizing his defense on throws to first base is fair game. I agree with Sal. I agree with you, Sean. Like, I'm not going to sit here and argue that that hasn't become a mental issue for him. But to ignore the 95% else of his defense at first base is a disingenuous conversation. As far as the rest of them at defense is concerned, they're elite at shortstop. Their ability to throw guys out trying to steal behind the plate has been historic. And at third base, like, you're right if Vientos is out there, but when Beatty and Mauricio's been out there, and they may well end up being the everyday third basemen, their defense has been actually really good. So I just disagree overall with that notion, and I kind of feel bad because the more you talked, the more I realized that you're just one of those talk show hosts who only watches the Yankees.
No, that's what I'm
And that sucks, and it's tough. I know, it's a tough job, bro.
Evan, the name Ryan Yarbrough may just shake in your boots because you realize the Met Pitching Lab was the fuck. Now let's get to the other crowd.
How did Ryan Yarbrough do in his last start?
His last start was terrible. Yeah, but you forget that. Forget that start, you throw it out.
To forget that start?
Yeah. Just throw it out. It was an outlier. Just like Max Fried's destruction at the hands of the L.A. Dodgers, you got to throw it out a little bit.
Exactly. Everybody's entitled to one.
With all due respect, I'll throw Max Fried's starts out there. I'm not going to throw out a Ryan Yarbrough start. There's a good chance that's who he is.
And that's fine. We got Marcus Stroman coming back.
I don't think so. His ERA was what was it before that? It was 2.38.
And how many starts?
2.83. He only had six starts. He's only pitched about 45 innings or so. So it's easy to get manipulated and negatively when you have a horrendous 9-hit, 8-run start as he did against the Boston Red Sox the last time they played. So it skews it so much, it's hard to accept that as who he is.
I think the
especially when you look at the rest of who he's been this season, and it's been pretty damn good.
Yeah, but I'm not putting him on the same level as Griffin Canning the way Sean did. I think that's disrespectful to what Canning's accomplished.
I would agree with that.
Thank you, Tate.
Okay. So, look, even if at the best case for the Met fan right now, we've gotten to a tie on all things defense,
offensive
pitching.
No, we haven't gotten to a tie.
Pitching.
The Mets are better.
Again, I'm dictating pace here, Evan.
Even the Mets have a better rotation. The Mets have better, according to ERA, they do.
Oh, great.
The stats matter.
Haven't played the same schedule. Fine. Second,
have you played the Dodgers 7 times? I forgot.
No, but Evan,
have you played the Phillies yet this season?
I'm glad you brought up the Phillies.
Because the Mets swept their asses.
That's a great point, Evan, the Phillies.
Yes.
The Phillies are where in the NL East behind you?
They're in second place.
Okay. I don't know about that division. The Braves sinking like a stone. Nationals stink. I'm squinting here. Blue Jays, Phillies is your Blue Jays second place Yankee team. Mop the floor with the Phillies.
What does that mean?
It means the Yankees division is more difficult. Therefore, the pitching they're facing all these games. I mean, their second place team is better than your second place team. And look at the standings. Also, checkmate on this. The biggest hype of all we've heard the last 4 years. Ooh, the best catcher the Mets are going to have since Mike Piazza. Austin Wells is everything you dreamed Francisco Alvarez was going to be. Clutch homer after clutch homer. Great defense while stuffing his face with burritos. And Austin Wells has become a reliable power stick for the Yankees. And Alvarez ain't it.
Here's where I can be honest. Catcher, the Yankees have an edge.
Mm-hmm.
First base Mets. Second base Mets. Shortstop Mets. Third base Mets.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're taking
who's your third baseman?
Chaz?
Chaz Chisholm's hit 210 this season.
He's hurt.
He's hurt. Okay, do we count his replacements? Do we count Yorbit Vivas? Do we count Oswald Peraza and his 145 average? Or do we just throw that out? Is that how that works?
No,
just delete
you can't
it.
Throw that out.
Tiki, you're an independent arbiter here.
I am.
Do you know how I know I won this argument? Because I've made a lot of points.
Go ahead.
I just went through the whole thing and compared the team, and I didn't mention the last but not least thing. We have the best player in the game. And I was able to make that whole argument about the Mets and Yankees without mentioning him until now. Aaron Judge. You don't have Aaron Judge.
But here's the difference.
You have Starlin Marte, cute.
But here's the difference. And I think managers will do this, and I've said this forever, and it will be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can pitch around Aaron Judge. Good luck pitching around Juan Soto. In fact, when teams have done it, can you tell him what happens when people pitch around Juan Soto?
Yeah, bad things happen.
Pete Alonso destroys you.
Now, for I'll inject here because I've been quiet listening to you guys.
Have you made a decision, by the way?
No, I have not made a decision. Wow. We'll wait for some influence from the audience before I fully chime
wow.
in.
Wow, so can me I say and one Sean thing? Could not win him over. He needs the people.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Line. Evan, can you just tell me, are the Yankees undefeated when Aaron Judge doesn't play? Thank you. Tiki, continue.
So here's the other side of this that no one has talked about yet. The Mets, while they're upstart and they feel really good, Juan Soto's there now. Their pitching's been great, really the best in Major League Baseball statistically in the first half of the season. But how many times have they been there? The thing that you have to keep in the back of your mind is that the Yankees, even when they're not great, are always there. They're always in the postseason, save for that 1 year a couple years ago. They're always there. The expectation is to be not just make the postseason and get to the NLCS or the ALCS, but to get to the World Series. The Mets are still learning that. And so I have to take that into account as I listen to all these calls.
Francisco Lindor, the captain of the New York Mets, got to the seventh game of the World Series. Mm. Juan Soto, superstar in the New York Mets, has won a World's Championship. So while the franchises may not have the oodles of experience you described, mm-hmm. they've got key players that have. They have Mets key suck. Players that have experienced that.
Does our ace have a World Series ring?
Yeah, what's his career postseason ERA? Can you give the people that information?
Not a great postseason ERA. Had one really good start in that World Series.
He did. No. Max Fried's got like this weird postseason resume. It's like Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw's overall postseason ERA sucks. Max Fried's postseason ERA sucks. But you can't say he sinks in the moment because there are examples.
And he's got a ring.
Where he was great.
And he's got a ring.
He does have a ring. But Max Fried's career postseason ERA. Can you just put this in the record? Because Tiki needs as much information as possible, including your calls at 888-808-1019 to make a fair determination. So, please, for the record, don't make me do it, Sean. Be a good boy.
Look up the ERA.
Max Fried's postseason ERA
sure.
is what?
I'm getting it. Hold on. Just look up Griffin Canning's while I do this.
Postseason ERA.
Yeah.
He played for the Angels.
Exactly.
They don't know what the postseason is.
Exactly.
All right, so, since you didn't do it, I'll do it for you.
Jeez.
His ERA in the postseason. Are you ready for this, Teak?
Yep. Yeah.
5.10.
Lovely.
Last year with Atlanta, made one postseason start, 2 innings, 5 runs, took the loss.
Now, can you look up his 2021 postseason ERA for Teague?
Sure. In the World Series and in the postseason, he pitched to a 4.23 ERA. Is that good? I forgot. Is 4.23 good, John?
What about his ERA in the 2021 NLDS? Can you look that up?
Here's the fun part, ladies and gentlemen, before Sean punches me and I punch him back. This is a fun argument. Mm. We're all in a good place, but this city's not big enough for the both of us. We'll get to your calls next, 888-808-1019. Plus, we need to do a deep dive on the newest, weirdest nickname coming out of Yankee land, and it involves Trent Grisham. It is a good time to be a New York baseball fan. The Mets are in first place. They've won 6 in a row. The Yankees sweep the Kansas City Royals. They're in first place. They get set for a fun weekend up in Boston against the Red Sox. So it's one of those times where we just punch each other in the face and brag about which team we think is better. Sean, obviously, being the fanboy that he is, making the case for the New York Yankees. Me, being the honest, objective IBO that I am.
That's not true.
Making the case for the team that I happen to root for, the New York Mets.
The AL East is over!
That is true. Look, one aspect of this that we haven't discussed, and it's not worth discussing, is that if the question is who has a better chance to go to the World Series, the answer is the Yankees mm-hmm. because they play in a minor league.
Oh, stop. It's not a minor league.
It kind of is.
Well, I mean, you guys have struggled against the AL East, so I mean, I don't know what you're saying minor league.
They struggled against the Red Sox and the Yankees on some random 3-game series.
Right. Collectively, I think the AL in total, even though the Detroit Tigers, also in the AL, have the best record in all of baseball, right there with the New York Mets, but still, I hear what you're saying. Overall, the AL is weaker than the NL, but it's not the minor leagues for sure. But you're right. You have the Dodgers you have to contend with. You have the Phillies you still have to contend with. The one thing that neither one of you, I don't know if this is intentional or not, probably intentional on Sean's part, probably an oversight on Evan's part, is nobody talked about the managers. Nobody talked about the acumen of
that's
the guy.
That's because Sean doesn't want to talk about the matter.
Well, I mean, you know, no. I wonder if Nestor's okay. Let me get Tim Hill up instead. You know what? I'm going to go with Nestor. That'll work. So.
Stick to football, Barber.
What do you mean, Booney? I'm always going to defend you, but now I'm not.
Shut up, Tubby.
Here's the thing with the managerial decision as it becomes to as it comes to debating these two. As a IBO, the only true IBO in this discussion right now, I do feel like I trust Carlos Mendoza's instincts more than I trust Aaron Boone's analytics.
You're an idiot.
What? I mean, come on, Boney. I'm not maligning you. I mean, you went to the World Series last year. I'm just telling you. Sometimes I get a little confused about what the direction is. Whereas with the Mets, it's kind of like, I trust my guy. I believe in my guy. And as one of those guys, if you're Lindor or Soto, whoever it may be, your manager saying, I trust you, and it's not some calculator telling me when to take you out of the game, you kind of perform a little bit better.
So before you say anything, Sean, here's what I find so interesting, and we do this in all walks of life. We feel like it's okay to rip somebody over and over again until someone else does it, and then you take it personal. Like, as an American, we're very critical of our own political leaders, but if we're hanging out overseas, we're probably, like, defensive. Like,
right. Shut up, Macron.
That's right. Come on. We're American, damn it. It's like you picking on your brother. My son, Jed, is here, and he tortures his baby brother, Spence.
That's not nice.
But if someone else tried to pick on Spence, Jet would be the first one to say, take your hands off.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, that's what, like, you protect your brother. So Sean Morash and many Yankee fans, all of them pretty much except for Chris Big Mac McMonagle, criticize Aaron Boone on a daily basis. But because it's now a part of a Met versus Yankee discussion, I have a feeling the tone around Boone is going to be different because now it's almost like they have to defend him. So Sean spent days arguing with Chris Big Mac McMonagle, our wonderful overnight host, about Aaron Boone. And now that Aaron Boone has been put under the microscope in the who's better Mets versus Yankees debate, watch the approach Sean Morash takes. Sean, go ahead.
There are levels to criticism. Okay? And you're right, Tiki. I did not mention Aaron Boone for a specific reason. Here's the truth. I like Aaron Boone as the Yankee manager. I don't think he's a bad manager like others. I don't kiss his ass like Chris McMonagle. But when you are good and you see problems, it's okay to think somebody's good and pick apart certain criticisms. Nobody's perfect. So my criticisms of Aaron Boone come from that. What I did not want to happen and ruin the opening argument was, while I had all these other great points that I know fact checker Dan, who's in Evan's pocket, can't get to, I didn't want to mention Aaron Boone so that he pops up. Oh, remember what Sean said on Monday about Aaron
Morash,
Boone?
You're an idiot.
Exactly. So I'm doing two arguments here. I'm arguing to beat Evan, but I'm also playing a little defense and avoiding Evan's henchmen digging up old tweets as they make arguments.
I'm going to surprise you about something. The man you refer to, a guy by the name of Dan, he's a loyal listener to this show. He listens to the Rico. He's a diehard Met fan and always supplies information we forgot about. He has already gotten involved in this discussion.
Already?
Except he ain't on my side.
Whoa.
He's one of those self-loathing Met fans at times. So he actually sent me more things Sean should say against me in the Met-Yankee argument.
He's sabotaging the argument.
Well, there are some Met fans, you know, Frank the Tank is clearly the most famous for it, who, they love the Mets. I don't question Frank's love or Dan's love. Like, we all love our teams, but our approach on how we talk about it is very, very different. And some are just more negative than others. Like, Sean is the kind of fan, and you're going to hear it today, and you've heard it by listening to him, who will self-loathe and rip the Yankees, but as soon as it becomes an argument on Mets-Yankees, he becomes a criminal attorney. Like, it's just different.
But
it's almost like, not always. Like, when you rip the Jets the last couple of years, I usually joined in and said, yes, I agree. Screw Aaron Rodgers. Like, I'm going to call like I see it, no matter who's doing the other side of the ripping. But you, and I love you, bro, you're a defense attorney. And you've been very defensive on trying to defend your case that the Yankees are better than the Mets, even though you know deep down they're not. You know they're not.
I can't believe the brain pretzel you're trying to put everybody in. We've already seen them on the same field, and you had to walk out of there twice with me with your tail between your legs.
But do you honestly think head-to-head, like last year, the Mets beat the Yankees four times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you really think that proved that the Mets were better than the Yankees last year?
No, it means nothing. The Yankees got to the World Series. The Mets came a step short.
It may not have proven it, but it certainly added to the argument when you guys wanted to have it that, you know, you lost to the Dodgers and we lost to the Dodgers and you beat us four at a time. That was a tough one where I couldn't punch back and argue that.
I honestly do not buy the head-to-head debate because I think in baseball it's about when you play a team. I really think that's what it's about. And just because you lose a series against a team, whether it's a bad team or a good team, doesn't prove the other team is superior.
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't.
And the Yankees got the Mets before Juan Soto was Juan Soto again.
That's true.
So, Evan, I guess after all this, I would say, if the World Series was in 2 weeks and we got Yankees Mets, what's your confidence level?
Mets in five. Wow. I'll give you a game.
Save that.
Yeah, I give you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019, and then we'll get Tiki's overall opinion because he is still kind of listening to all the information as it comes in on this beautiful Friday. Let's go to Greg in Westchester. Hey, Greg.
Hey, listening to Morash is like, it's exactly why Met fans hate Yankee fans. I mean, he talks like a politician, fake news. That thing he said about the fielding, there's no proof behind that, by the way. They have the same fielding percentage and a difference of two errors all year. It's clear he doesn't watch any Met games because he wouldn't be knocking
Greg,
Alonzo.
Greg,
yes, the throws
Greg,
it off.
Greg, who has more errors?
Sean.
Who has more errors? Who has more errors? Answer.
32 to 30, Sean.
That wasn't the question. Who has more?
All right, is that significant? That's your question.
No, you're not answering the question. Who has more errors?
You touted Austin Wells and his 224 average. The bottom of the Yankee lineup is abysmal, as well as their bench, which has guys like Reyes, Escara, Oswaldo, whatever. I mean, please, there's no comparison. And as far as the pitchers go, between Warren and Yarbrough, you're going to put them in the same category as Canning and Clay Holmes and Peterson, not even close. And then you get to the manager. It's not even close. Obviously, you don't watch the Mets, and obviously, you won't even admit that the Mets were better than the Yankees, not only this year, but last year, too. When we not only do we beat them four straight, but we played the Dodgers tougher and better. So that's all I have to say.
Mm. Kiss my fat ass!
He beat you pretty good there, Sean.
Did he? Mm. He avoid the answer. The Mets have more errors. And again, I ask, Mets and Yankees both took trips out to L.A. How many losses did each come home with?
Stop with that.
It matters.
The first part, I mean, both of your arguments are actually foolish. Defense, I hate to say this, because we could sit here and I could pull up defensive metrics for you. I don't think they actually tell the story. I think you got to watch a team every single day.
Sure. Yes.
And if we're talking about nine positions on the field, we're talking about everything. Like, at shortstop, I know Francisco Lindor got off to a tough start defensively.
Right.
And Anthony Volpe made that great play last night on Salvador Perez. Honestly, he can only make that play against Salvador Perez. You need a sundial to time his time from zero to first base.
Yeah.
But Francisco Lindor is a platinum glove defensive shortstop.
Okay, how about I do this then?
Go ahead.
Since Yarbrough were disqualifying his last start against the Boston Red Sox.
We are not. You are.
Well, I am as the judge here.
Okay.
I will disqualify those early errors on Francisco Lindor because, you know what? Francisco Lindor is a gold glove despite never winning a gold glove, and I will wipe those two clear.
I appreciate that.
I will balance those.
The problem with Ryan Yarbrough is, and this is like the benefit of the doubt the Mets are earning with the pitching lab, Ryan Yarbrough is a 33-year-old journeyman left-hander who for the last few years has been a reliever.
How old is Clay Holmes?
That's completely different. Clay Holmes wasn't a journeyman reliever. He was one of the top closers in baseball.
Of course.
And you're going to compare
But he's the same age, isn't he?
I think he's like a year younger, but that's not even the point. You're going to compare Ryan Yarbrough's 4 ERA in 6 starts and his kind of turn into what Clay Holmes has done with the Mets and say, oh, yeah, that's the same?
He had a sub-3 ERA in 5 starts.
Yeah, it was inflated by the last
start. But before that, he was a failed starting pitcher who was bouncing around the league. Clay Holmes was an elite closer.
Evan,
we didn't lose his closer's job till September. Like, are you honestly going to compare Ryan Yarbrough to Clay Holmes?
I don't care about their history. I care about what they're doing right now.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about.
Okay,
isn't it?
And right now, if you want to do that, Clay Holmes has made 12 starts this year, 13 starts
this
year.
Ryan
Yarbrough's made 6. And one of them you're disqualifying because it was so bad.
Yes.
And he's probably going to be out of the rotation in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
He probably is. When Marcus Stroman comes back, they're going to move Yarbrough's ass to the bullpen.
I don't know about that. I doubt that.
And you know what? And you know why they would? Because they don't need a 6-man rotation, Evan. Like, the Mets have needed.
Mets have only used 6-man rotations when they have protected Kodai Senga. Now that Senga's on the IL, I don't know if they're going to go to a 6-man rotation. Mm. Because if you follow this team all year, the only time they've added the 6th guy is when they play a long stretch of games and they want to avoid Senga pitching on regular rest. Their other starters have pitched on regular rest. Not frequently, but they've done it. So that's a crutch that isn't true based on the reality of the Mets.
But your basis...
Gotta remember, Sean, you're arguing with Rico Bronya right now.
And great. And Rico could take a lap with David Segee. Evan.
That's the guy Rico took the job from.
I kind of like David Segee.
You
he was
have
cool.
pounded your chest about the Yankees pitching and why. Oh, you can't say that about... Look at Yarbrough's track record. If the Yankees had put out some kind of fluff piece and claimed they had some kind of pitching lab and fed nonsense into the brains of the fans, would you have a different argument now? Your whole basis on Met pitchers turning it around is the pitching lab.
No,
so the Yankees don't have a fancy name for what these guys have done, but it's worked.
It's based on performance. Like, the Mets team pitching ERA right now is the best in baseball. Their starting pitching ERA is the best in baseball. And certainly when you look back at last year and the performances you saw, especially from your guy, Luis Severino, how'd he do with the Yankees? I forgot. What were his stats the last few years? So it's not just a catchy name. It's the results.
You got to give Jeremy Hefner the credit he rightfully deserves.
Speaking of Jeremy Hefner, I want to read you these numbers. Last 4 starts, 1-1, 17 innings pitched, 12 runs, 5.29 ERA. Do you know whose numbers those are?
Who?
Griffin Cannings.
Yeah, he had a couple of bad starts, and then he responded with a good one.
I don't want to hear about the Yarbrough nonsense. Mm. He's going to respond tonight.
Griffin Cannings has done a lot more this season than Ryan Yarbrough. That's just the facts. I mean, you can argue it all you want, and this is going to age like bad milk for both of you, is Yarbrough's going to be out of the rotation in 2 weeks.
Exactly.
He's going to be forgotten about. He's going to be DFA'd on another team.
You know what's great, Evan? You're right. You guys might rely on Griffin Canning to start a playoff game, where by that time we'll have Luis Heal back.
But Griffin Canning has a sub-3 ERA. He doesn't have a 4 ERA in 6 random starts.
What have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately? Griffin Canning's had a better year. It's just not the same. Mm. This is where you lose people.
He's the Trent Grisham of pitchers here. He's slumped off now.
You got to remember, and this is where you're flawed in your arguments. I take my L's. I did with Alvarez and Wells. I said, you got me. We move on.
Yeah.
Judge is great. We move on. You won't give an inch.
Don't die on the hill for Ryan Yarbrough.
And he is, Tiki. He's dead on the hill.
You shouldn't for Griffin.
Luis Severino has really fallen off.
I wonder why.
Because he's not in the Met pitching lab any longer?
Interesting. Let's hear from Donna in Huntington. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, hi. So, Evan, in the beginning of the show, you said that, everybody's going to be happy, the Yankees and the Mets fans, right?
Yes.
We're not going to argue today, but you have been arguing ever since you got on the radio. So I want you to know I'm a Yankee fan for 30 years. I love my Yankees. You're Mets. Good luck with them. If I had to take one player from your team, it would only be one, and I'm probably wrong. I would take Alonso. The rest, you can have them.
Really? You wouldn't take Francisco Lindor? You wouldn't take Juan Soto back? You wouldn't take Edwin Diaz?
Yeah, man, what we should be talking about is, what about a combined Met-Yankee
team? Oh, that's a loaded team.
How loaded is that?
That's a loaded team.
Because there's no overlap.
Remember this. Remember this. I did start the show by saying, we're all going to be smiling. We're not going to yell at each other. Here's the beautiful thing about Sean and I yelling at each other. This argument is all fun.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets are kicking ass.
But it sounded like Donna was saying you're not playing nice in the sandbox.
I am very much playing nice.
That's what she said. That's what she's hearing.
This is what Donna hears. Every time Evan's boxed into a corner, he just shouts out, you don't watch the games.
Right.
Well, I mean, some of the things
Greg
you said
say Sean was
that.
An idiot, and Donna said, Evan, you're playing mean.
So you know what that means? The listeners are playing mean. I got Donna saying I'm a big mouth idiot, and Greg saying
Sean.
Said Sean's a moron. All right, let's see if our audience will be friendlier. Let's hear from Mark in Marlboro. I'm sure he'll say kind things about Yankee fans. How are you, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Good. Hey, guys. Hey, Tiki, I've been working with your old right tackle from Virginia for the last 23 years, Julius.
Oh, yeah, right. He was the dude.
Yeah, I've been sitting next to him for 23 years. Listen, guys, the pitching on the Mets is much better than the Yankees. The pitching on the Mets is solid. I cannot believe how good this starting pitching has been all year long. And we got two guys coming. That's significantly better than anything the Yankees got. Look, the Yankees had a big blow, you know, at the start with their star starter going down. But this Mets pitching, nobody thought it was going to be this good. And the starting pitching and Jeffrey, that's the reason.
To back you up, the New York Mets have a 2.80 ERA as a team. Not only is that the best ERA in Major League Baseball, it's the best ERA by a significant margin. The New York Yankees have a cute ERA. The 10th, it's not bad. It's 3.67. It's basically a run higher.
Mm.
And like our last caller
but
said.
But how many more runs are they scoring?
Well, the Yankees have scored more runs.
I mean just relative to the Mets.
Like per runs game. Per game?
Yes.
Oh, the Yankees, I think, are number one or number two behind the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're actually third. They're behind the Cubs and the Dodgers, of course, two National League teams. Who'd be surprised by that. And the Mets are actually seventh, scoring 319 runs.
Okay.
So, but the thing is, I don't believe the Mets can sustain a 280 ERA. I said that the other day. I'm not going to sit here and wave pom-poms and tell you they can keep that up.
But you do believe that the Yankees can sustain ridiculous run production.
I actually don't. I think their run production's...
Not even with Stanton coming back?
I think Stanton coming back is a huge help, no question about it, but I am skeptical, a healthy skepticism about Goldie keeping up this season. There's a skepticism of Grisham and Rice after their great starts. Are you going to get that kind of production? And this one's really unpopular, but I got to be honest. I have to look at what Judge has done and say, is he honestly going to do that for the next 85 games?
I mean,
he's hitting 390.
But if he does 30% less, he's still the best player in baseball.
100%. But where are you making up for the 30% you just lost?
Giancarlo.
I don't think Giancarlo's necessarily going to do that. I love Stanton. He's a postseason player.
Right.
I want him in October. But look at his regular season numbers the last couple of years.
Okay. Yeah, but he's already missed 60, whatever it is, seven games.
Also, he's going to play 3-4 times a week. The Yankees are going to handle him with care. So I think the Yankees will still have a good offense. I don't think they're going to drop off where they're pathetic. But do I think they're going to maintain this? And you can save it. We'll check if I'm right or not. Do I think they're going to maintain this success over the next 67 games? My answer would be no. It'll go down a tick.
Just like
the Met pitching is going to go up a tick.
I think they're going to add a bat. Now, who's that bat? I don't know. I think Giancarlo adds to that. And Evan, with all the talk about ERA, and I'm not trying to make the Royals out to be world beaters, we entered this week hearing all about the Royal starters that were going to throw at the Yankees and the ERA. And the Yankees just went in there and swept them. And then the one game they didn't score any runs, their pitching topped the Royals last night in the midst of a rain delay. Yeah. And with that Met pitching lab, I know you don't want to talk about how it's fine, convenient. Yankees bullied you for 8 runs and 6 runs in 2 of those 3 games.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real.
But you do have to be worried about what Evan was just alluding to, that the Yankees only scored 1 run. Judge was out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Who came to the floor?
I want to be fair because, again, you say things, they need to be factually corrected. When the Mets played the Yankees and lost 2 out of 3, Griffin Canning threw 5 1/3 innings and allowed 2 runs. That is not exactly getting bullied around. Would you agree that that's a quality? It's not the definition of a quality start because you got to go 6, but would you not admit that's actually a pretty good start?
I agree.
Okay. David Peterson started that Sunday night game against Max Fried and basically matched him number for number. He went 6 innings, allowed 1 earned run. Would you say that's being bullied by the Yankee offense?
It's
the guy that got beat up was Tyler McGill, who I admit unlike you guys dying on the Ryan Yarbrough hill, Tyler McGill shouldn't be long for the rotation world. So right. The idea that the Yankee offense bullied the Met pitching is not backed up in reality. The reality is the Mets didn't score runs. They only scored 7 runs in those 3 games and went a combined 4-for-30 with runners in scoring position. Wow. Again, if we want to actually be accurate right. with what we're saying.
Right, and despite their record, that's been the issue for much of the season, hitting with runners in scoring
100%.
Position. It's gotten better, obviously, over the last 2 weeks, but early on, that was the Achilles heel, so to speak.
As you've been listening to our points, have you calculated how many times I've had to factually correct Sean Morash?
Sometimes.
It's about 5 times.
Well, I haven't said anything factually wrong.
Well, just what you said about the Yankees bullying the Met pitching. Like, I just gave you the results.
Well, that's a Met Yankee thing.
It's runs.
That's to be expected.
Yeah. The runs were still scored. Now,
hold on. Is 6 innings, 1 earned run getting bullied?
No.
Okay. Is 5 2/3 a run by Griffin Canning being bullied or 2 runs being bullied? It's a decent start. I'd like better, but it's a decent start. That is not the definition of being bullied. The Mets lost to the Yankees in that series because they couldn't get the big hit. Mm. That's why they lost.
Okay, but the Yankees...
And they also made a miscue defensively. Like, I'll call them out for the issues. Pete Alonso.
Oh, okay. But you know what? It doesn't matter because there's only 2 errors.
Because if you've watched the whole year, his defense has mostly been really good this year.
It has been.
Thank you, Teague. Well, you're losing Tiki.
I'm not. Mm. The throwing errors matter, man.
Of course they matter, but it doesn't devalue the rest of his defense.
Only, the reason, what we're saying, it's 2. It's only 2, and they're high profile because of who they were playing.
But
or not even who they were playing yesterday. It was more who got hurt because
exactly.
of the throw.
Exactly, and I'm not defending those plays, and I do have concerns about Pete's defense in terms of throwing a ball to first base. It is an issue. But to ignore the rest of his defense is disingenuous.
It's not doing that. But, Evan, the beauty of this argument and why we can have this argument is that the Mets and Yankees are 2 of the 3 best teams in baseball, in my opinion. They're really, really good. And that's why it's fun to break the tie here and everything. But what ultimately is going to divide these teams and choosing a better team than another is making the big play and having the big hit when they matter. And you've pointed to the Mets not doing it that weekend, Alonso in those couple games, the miscues. That's what I'm saying. Those are the kind of things that break the tie on 2 really good teams.
You know what could break the tie, too?
What's that?
A fly ball to center field.
He dropped the ball.
Well, it's great because
I love the way Robbie read my eyes on that one.
Judge is not out there anymore, Evan. He's now in right field.
Damn it! I meant fly ball to right field.
Yep. He dropped the ball.
Well, the Yankees have the edge in right field now, too.
Now, according to a caller a couple weeks ago, he doesn't drop fly balls in right field. He just breaks the walls.
That's it.
In
yes.
right field.
He just breaks fences.
Breaks fences.
I want you to do me a favor. I will do the same. I want on your social media account, where it's heavy Yankee fans, to simply put up a poll who's better, Mets or Yankees.
It's already out there, correct?
It is, and I texted you the results I have so far. Look at it.
Oh, that's right. He texted me 1 vote in, 100% Yankees, 0% Mets. I'll give you my results. I put the poll out there. We'll check Sean's. We'll find out the weird nickname that Trent Grisham has earned. And we'll get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019. And as soon as Judge Tiki is ready, he will render a verdict on who is better, the Mets or the Yankees.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going
down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.